Understand. With your hosts, Caitlin Cutt, Gary Martin, and Ben Todd.
Hey everybody, welcome to Pretty Scary.
Pretty Scary Boo.
Caitlin.
She's en route.
Yeah, she's pulling that card.
She'll be here
tonight
to close it out.
Yeah, she's getting a police escort here.
All the way from Orange County to Burbank.
The OC. Yeah.
Is about a 2-hour drive, hour and a half.
I thought she was taking a helicopter.
Yeah, if you turn on the news now.
You'll see her.
You'll see her in a high-speed chase.
Right.
Slash police escort.
It's like when they moved the space shuttle to be retired.
Correct.
And it was a big to-do.
People are just standing on the sides of the road and waving flags.
So, yeah, Caitlin might show up in the middle of this, and maybe we'll rope her in and make her contribute. But she'll be on next week's episode either way.
Either way, yes.
This is our first episode that we're recording in the new year. We had an episode up last week about flesh-eating bacteria.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun. It makes me want to hit the Gulf of Mexico this summer with a bunch of open wounds. See how much weight I can lose.
100%. All in the name of losing weight, as in February, I won't feel that way, but in January, bring it.
Exactly.
We both talked about how we're doing it, hoping to do a dry January.
Yes. I have not been drinking. Yeah, at least January. I've been really going at it lately.
I didn't have too bad of a December, but I did know. I was like, okay, I keep getting like really bad heartburn, like I'm just falling apart.
Sure.
At a rapid pace, also. But also, just to see how much money I could save. So, you've already saved like $72 in 2 days?
I have a lot of time to drink during the day.
Yeah. Because
sometimes I'll go get like a 3-pack of Tall Boys, which is basically a 6-pack.
Right.
And like when I'm editing or something, and just like, I don't even think anything of it. And it really adds up. And just not good for you. So, we're going to do it. We're going to have a strong December.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
I just said a strong December or a strong January.
I agreed with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just preparing to be boring. I don't know what sober people do. I'm already bored with myself. I'm like, I've been sober for like a week. And I was like, wait, no. New Year's was like 3 days ago.
Right.
I've been sober since Tuesday and it's Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
And not even a week, like half a week.
And we're talking about it like we've been doing CrossFit for 6 months and want everyone to know.
You showed me your 2-day chip.
Yes.
That was impressive.
I downloaded an app that it adds up how much money you save by not drinking, just so you can look at it.
Yeah.
If you want to drink, you can look at it and go, if I hold out another 6 hours, though, I will have earned a little more money.
Yeah, that's fair. I think we're going to run out of things to talk about sober.
Oh, probably.
You're way more fun drunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still smoke weed, and so there's that.
Does that make one fun? Because I've never been a weed person, although we had our show at the Hollywood Hotel.
Which was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun. I squashed my beef with Chet, and the whole time he's like, I don't have a problem. And I was like, no, let's just put this to rest, Chet. And he was like, yeah, I've always been fine. I was like, okay, but like after tonight, no more fighting. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there were some edible pot brownies there, which I wouldn't normally do. And you were like, oh, you should have half. They're pretty potent. So I was like, I see your half. I mean, the whole thing on the ride home.
And they were already pretty small.
Yeah.
And you ate the whole thing.
I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they were pretty, I don't even know how to describe them. It wasn't like a regular brownie. It was like half the size of a brownie.
It was a cookie bar.
Yeah, it definitely packed a punch. At one point, I remember laying on the bed and I was like listening to the TV, like not even watching. And I would just like open my eyes to fast forward through the commercials. And at one point, I did think I was levitating. And then I woke up the next morning after the best sleep I think I've ever had in my life. And automatically, I was like, where can I get pizza? I should get a breakfast pizza.
Of course.
I was trying to find different breakfast pizzas I could order. It was probably in the afternoon when it finally wore off.
Yeah.
I
make a good weed cookie.
That's pretty
good. They're pretty good.
I felt no pain.
Francesca Fiorentini was on the show.
Yeah.
She is fantastic. Good friend of the show.
I liked her.
I'm on her podcast either this week or next. It's called The Bituation Room. And I really weirded out some of her friends who came to the show because before the show started, I just wandered into the crowd with a plate of weed cookies and said, does anybody want weed cookies? And nobody said
yes. And they didn't know you were on the show and you just looked like a creepy old man.
Right. And apparently they went up to her after that and were like, someone just walked in the room and offered everyone weed cookies.
It's tonight's headliner. No big deal.
Yeah. Well, you were the headliner, weren't you? Or did Chet headline? I don't remember. I think Chet ended up headlining.
No, I was the last one.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
And I really didn't know who would still be lucid, including myself. But I really brought it home with that cocaine story of mine. So that was a good ender for the year. I went to a party on New Year's Eve in Hollywood Hills, which is really nice. And I can always take it or leave it when it comes to New Year's. Like I can go out or not go out. And it was cold, which I guess cold for us was the 50s. And my friend kept pushing back the time we were going to go out. And she didn't end up coming to get me till 11. So I was secretly hoping she would just be like, oh, like, let's not worry about it. And I even threw out, like, let's just get brunch tomorrow. Like, I'm completely fine with that. And then she came and got me and we went up to this party. But I had drank a bottle of wine while I was waiting. And then when I got there, all they had were mixed drinks. And I'm not a big hard alcohol drinker. So I was drinking like Red Bull and vodkas. And then going up to like comedians that like I know of.
Uh-huh.
But like don't know and having full on conversations with them based off things I've seen on their Instagram talk about fucking creepy. And one girl I've noticed she like possibly accidentally liked one of my pictures of like me and Josh Mankiewicz. And I was like, hey, I noticed you like that picture of me and Josh. And I start telling her the story about how I met him. And she was like, yeah, I don't know who you are. I don't remember liking any picture. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine. But you did. She was like, yeah, I'm sorry. I just don't remember.
Wow.
So, yep.
That sounds like an eventful New Year's Eve.
People out since 2018.
I stayed in.
I do enjoy a good night in.
I was going to, like, we had a traumatic Christmas in holiday. Like, we had a bunch of chaos we had to deal with. And, yeah, I was going to hang out with some friends at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
And ended up just not going.
Oh. Well, there's always next year.
Right.
So, just a couple of shout-outs.
Oh, we have shout-outs,
our good friend Ann Bankstrom from Norway.
Ann Bankston, right?
Sure.
Sure.
I think it's Strom.
Yeah.
It's Ann.
Ann.
Annie B.
Oh, Ann B.
So she flew out from Norway. This is what I love about Ann. She was like out here for 10 days and was like, yeah, I'm around if you can get a drink. And it's like, I mean, like, are you visiting somebody? Or are you like, she was like, I just want to get out of Norway.
Why not?
So she just like goes and sightsees and has drinks and rents an Airbnb.
Had the sparkly gold boots on.
Gold sparkly boots. They were pretty nice. I told Marcy Burton I would give her a shout out because she was one of the first people to explain to me. Did you see on Making a Murderer 2 when they talked about shit on a shingle?
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know what that was. I wasn't sure.
It's good.
She was the first person to explain it to me.
Did she explain it as chip beef? Cream chip beef or hamburger gravy?
Actually, we've got the most comments from trying to figure out what it was on our Instagram and through private messaging. Most people did. It was either on toast or
usually
crackers.
Cream chip beef on toast. But you can also – sometimes people will make like a sausage gravy but with hamburger
instead. Sounds delicious. That was one of the ones –
it is delightful.
That was sent with a picture and I thought that one looked really delicious.
Yeah. It's just like biscuits and gravy but you make it with hamburger and put it on toast and wah. It's really good.
That would be a good, I just get out of prison after wrongly being convicted.
Sure.
Meal.
Right. That's what you would want.
And then tonight's episode, you know, only talk about two things when I'm writing notes, which is animals.
Right.
Or celebrities.
Animals or celebrities or celebrity animals.
Both. So this tonight's episode is about Jack Hanna. Just kidding. Our friend Hannah actually wrote to us and wanted us to look into the attack of Diane Whipple, which was years ago.
Right.
So that kind of took me down a rabbit hole. I talk about that attack, and then I talk about some other animal attacks, and then you also...
I got a couple.
You've got a couple yourself.
I got a couple we're going to bring up, a couple of my faves.
And then also, if you die by an animal, Dee Kettleson can turn your remains into a necklace.
And maybe they'll kill the animal, and she can turn those remains into a
necklace. I feel like she does something with animals, but I think she like paints them. She should do taxidermy.
She should. She should.
I mean, she's like close enough.
Like if like taxidermy an animal that I can wear around my neck.
What are you going to do with Winter, speaking of? Whenever she passes, and bless her heart, let's hope it never happens.
I mean, she's going to live forever, but I'll probably have her stuffed like Rowdy on Scrubs. Did you ever watch Scrubs?
A little bit.
They had a taxidermied pet dog that they would just place next to people and go, Rowdy, no!
That's funny.
It was pretty funny, yeah.
What are you going to do with her bum leg? Are you going to make it?
I'm going to wear that around my neck like a rabbit's foot.
Rub it for good luck.
Yeah, well, no, I'm going to wear one of the good ones around my neck, obviously.
I feel like it's a bad leg's time to shine, though.
Yeah, yeah, maybe.
Could be.
Who knows? So, yeah, we're talking about animal attacks.
We are.
Today. Do you want to go through the beginning of the notes, or do you want me to run through this?
You know what? I'm going to let you do it so I can save myself for next week's episode.
Okay, perfect. Animal attacks, they cost us more than $1 billion a year. That's a lot.
It is a lot.
That's a lot of money. Most common attacks are from venomous arthropods like spiders, mosquitoes, ticks, and centipedes. Since their habitats are expanding, their space to multiply has increased. I am deathly afraid of bugs. I don't like...
Really?
I don't like bugs at all.
They don't really bother me that much.
I especially don't want... I don't like ones that can make sudden moves. Like, if I know I can catch it and kill it or get it out of my house, I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But if it's going to fucking scurry and scatter when I go after it and maybe jump on me, no. I'll call 911. Thank you very much.
I get a little weird with fuzzy spiders because I've seen so many pictures of, like, when a spider bites and it, all of a sudden you see, like, flesh start to, like, deteriorate and you can see bone super, like, quickly.
Yeah.
A friend of mine got bit by a spider years and years ago and he had to be rushed to the ER and he was like, it was like flu-like symptoms. I mean, it was almost instantaneous.
Yeah, I got bit by a spider as a kid. It crawled up in, I was wearing a pair of flip-flops and it crawled up in there and bit the bottom of my foot. And I was in a wheelchair for a week.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Did anybody tip you over and leave you?
No, but that I would have if I had encountered me at that age. I would have pushed me over. Definitely.
Me too.
Habitats of larger animals like bears, coyotes, and mountain lions are overlapping, which makes attacks more inevitable. This, one of the examples I brought for the notes definitely ties into this. But coyotes, now that I've moved to Burbank, I've seen a bunch of fucking coyotes because I'm really close to the mountains. And when it gets super hot and dry and they can't find food, they fucking come down here and
go for small dogs.
Eat chihuahuas, basically.
I had lived in the Inland Empire 10 years ago, 12 years ago, and it was just becoming a place where people would go and buy houses. And you would look up on the hill at night, and you would just see the glow from all of the coyotes' eyes.
Nice.
As they just sat there. And there were times in the mornings where I'd be driving to work and there would just be a coyote walking down the sidewalk because we just took over their home.
Right.
So, like, they didn't know where to go. They were super confused. I mean, there was a ton of small dogs being eaten. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they do. And when they do, it's kind of like, good job. You found, you got one. Like,
it's also sad.
It's sad, but it's circle of life stuff.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right. And if somebody were to eat your dog.
I mean, my dog is going to, like, as a team, we would just fuck a coyote right up. Because coyotes are little.
It's a dog man team.
They're little boys and girls.
So coyotes. If you were to go against.
Me and Winter versus a coyote, we're taking that.
Okay. You both have your own strengths. That's fair.
Because it's going to go for Winter's bum leg because dogs have that instinct.
Right.
And then I just reach down and start choking that motherfucker.
Right.
Because who cares if it chews on her leg for a minute because it's the bum leg.
Right. She probably can't feel anything anyway. It's like wooden. Like if you should take her to concerts and fill it with alcohol.
We should get her like a Pistorius blade, like that South African sprinter who killed his girlfriend.
Yep.
And he had those blades on his leg.
And then put her in the Olympics.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you?
Then we write a movie about it and we retire.
And then she comes home and kills her girlfriend in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah. If the gay conversion therapy fails.
Correct.
Then she'll come home and kill her girlfriend.
Things happen.
It's all in the script.
Circle of life.
It's all in the script. Over a 5-year period, over 6 million emergency room admissions were animal-related injuries. That breaks down to 1.2 million annually, 107.5 thousand a month, or 3,500 a day. That's a lot. 26% of these injuries were dog bites, followed by 13% being caused by hornet, wasp, and bee stings. 42% of these injuries come from the South.
You can always tell when I write notes at happy hour. You can always tell. I've got other side notes in the next one that's way worse than some of these.
Should I read the side note in this one?
I just said I don't know why I picture a boa constrictor riding a Harley with a sleeveless shirt that says "Suns out, guns out" with a Confederate flag on the back, but I do. And I probably thought that was hilarious and probably laughed as I sat in a happy hour by myself writing these notes.
And it does none of that before it even mentions snakes.
It really is an interesting thing where my mind goes.
People living in poor conditions have a higher rate of animal-related injuries, with rat bites contributing the highest frequency of death. Ew. Followed by bites from venomous snakes and lizards. Coming in third is bad puppy bites. Naughty, naughty puppies. Total cost of these animal-related visits over a five-year period is almost $6 billion, or one Forest Fenn treasure.
Finger me. Call back.
That's a callback to an old episode. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Diane Whipple.
Okay, I'll Whipple it up.
Whipple it up.
One of the first animal attacks that I remember hearing about was Diane Whipple, who was killed by a dog attack in San Francisco on January 26, 2001. And a lot of these notes I got from Wikipedia. She was a lacrosse player and a college coach. And if we're being completely honest, she was very beautiful, and bad things should never happen to beautiful people.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Caitlin wrote that. The dogs involved are two Presa Canarios, which are Spanish dogs, which also means working livestock. They were a male named Bane, which is such like a masculine.
It's a Batman
anything.
Villain.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Bane, which is 140 pounds, and then a female named Hera. Is that a Batman or a Superman name?
It's probably some nerdy shit like that.
It's got to be, you would think. Who was a dainty 100 pounds, and lucky for us, their owner was Paul Schneider, a high-ranking member of the Aryan Brotherhood, who is now serving a life sentence in state prison.
Good.
No. The dogs are being cared for by Schneider's husband and wife attorneys, Robert and Marjorie, who lived in the same apartment building as Diane, which goes to show how insane real estate in San Francisco is that two attorneys have to run an apartment. Robert was not home during the time of the attacks, but was still convicted of manslaughter, which I think is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. I wonder if that would happen today.
Well, these dogs had to have some kind of history to them, I would think. Because yeah. The things they got charged with, like...
They don't go into a lot of detail in some of the articles I read. It basically just said, okay, so Marjorie was present during the attack, and I'll say later in the notes, she was just saying she happened to be taking her dogs, I think, up to the balcony to walk them to go to the restroom, and then they just randomly attacked Whipple. But Marjorie was present during the attack and convicted of implied malice, second-degree murder by the jury, while the judge rejected the jury's decision and reduced it to manslaughter. In August 2008, the second-degree murder conviction was ultimately upheld and reinstated.
What is implied malice second degree murder? I want to look that up quick.
Yeah, I have no idea. Implied malice, like maybe she's like sicked them on her.
An unlawful killing
with
it's gonna take forever. A mental state and form of malice aforethought. Malice aforethought is required for a person to be found liable for the crime. Even if a killing is unintentional, malice aforethought for murder may be implied where the accused consciously disregards a risk to human life. Yeah, see, they had to know these dogs were very, very dangerous.
Right. And so just by having them.
And kept them anyway.
Okay.
Because they got them from someone from the Aryan Brotherhood.
Right.
He's probably not keeping gigantic dogs for fun.
Right.
Like, they were probably protection dogs that were bred to be... Like, have you seen Green Room?
No.
Green Room, great movie, for one thing, but it involves a neo-Nazi compound, and dogs play a big part in that. So I imagine these dogs were probably... had a history of violence.
Right. Yeah, I didn't mention anything in what I read, but again, it probably did, and... Considering that they kept making mention of the fact of who owned them before, and he's in jail,
right.
And he's in jail for a violent crime, yeah. Love that you looked that up. Now I know.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, scratch what I said about there being highfalutin attorneys. In the personal life section, it says that starting in the mid-90s, they ran their law office out of a converted closet in their Pacific Heights apartment. In 2000, they obtained the two dogs through their relationship with Pelican Bay State Prison inmates Paul Cornfed Schneider and Dale Bretches, both of the Aryan Brotherhood. They first met Schneider at a trial that was covered gavel to gavel in Aphrodite Jones' 2003 novel, Red Zone, the behind-the-scenes story of the San Francisco dog Molly. We should probably get her on here for an interview.
We should, yeah.
Oh, and P.S., the attorney legally adopted Cornfed.
That's weird.
It's really weird. Okay, so what happened that day, you ask? Now, I'm not one to gossip, but while Noel usually handled the bigger dog, Bane, he was gone that day. So Marjorie was taking both dogs up one flight of stairs. And that's why I said, like, to go to the bathroom on the skylights. Like, I don't understand where dogs go to the restroom in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's weird.
And met Diane, who was coming home from grocery shopping. Bane apparently did most of the attacking, although they did find parts of Diane's clothes and Hera's feces. And experts and authorities speculated that the bites on Whipple's inner thighs had most probably come from Hera.
Those are two really big dogs for any one person to be handling.
Yeah.
Like, that's 240 pounds of dog.
I also wonder, too, like, what groceries did she have? Like, was there meat in there? Like, something they were attracted to?
Yeah, that could be. Yeah.
Interesting question.
Yeah, just to have two dogs that size in an apartment complex, woof.
I know.
Seems dangerous.
Those are big boys.
Pretty nuts.
So the dogs caused 77 wounds to Whipple. Should have been the name of the book.
77 wounds to Whipple.
With only her scalp and feet escaping harm. A neighbor heard her screams and called 911. Whipple died at San Francisco General Hospital from loss of blood from multiple traumatic injuries. I wonder at what point during a dog attack, because that's got to be extremely painful. Like,
oh,
your
for
flesh
sure.
is being ripped off of you. At what part do you go into shock or lose consciousness?
Yeah, hopefully early on.
God, I hope so. For her.
Yeah.
Both dogs were seized and destroyed, Bane immediately and Hera a bit later. 3 days after the murder of Whipple, the lawyers adopted Cornfed, who was serving a life sentence for aggravated assault and attempted murder. And I'm wondering if they did that to help them out in prison. Like, if they had affiliation with the Aryan Brotherhood, it would help
probably,
them.
Yeah.
The trial was moved to L.A. because of all the exposure, and they both also faced felony charges of keeping a mischievous dog, which I'm sure is where the implied malice comes from.
Right.
This case was the inspiration for a 2001 Law & Order episode titled, sadly, Who Let the Dogs Out?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what a way to die. Just get attacked by two gigantic dogs coming and home from the grocery store.
They weren't pit bulls, but it kind of did spark a conversation about pit bull-esque dogs,
right?
I guess, attacking and people just thinking that they're so awful. So then I went on to write about Michael Vick's dogs, and I guess that would be a nature versus nurture thing.
Yeah. Yeah. The Michael Vick dogs, like, they were all mostly rehabilitated.
Yeah.
And put in homes. And, like, the Michael Vick story overall has a fairly decent ending.
Yeah.
Where, I mean, obviously a lot of dogs died and what they were doing was fucking despicable. But even the Humane Society, after all that happened, like, he went to prison for it.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his job for a long time. And he got out of prison. And even the Humane Society since then has been like, you know, it was bad what he did, but it drew so much attention to that problem.
Right.
And he's done so much since then to spread awareness of it and why it is actually morally a bad thing. Because his argument, and it's not a good argument, but it's a kind of a valid argument, was that dog fighting was just a common
right.
cultural thing in the South. And
yeah, a nature versus nurture thing. I remember reading, too, side note, but some NFL player got, I believe, arrested for child abuse for whipping his kid with a switch. And he goes, but that's what you do in the South.
Adrian Peterson, yeah.
Yeah. And it's kind of the same premise, I guess.
What's especially crazy about the Adrian Peterson thing is about a year before that, another of his kids was killed by the boyfriend of the kid's mother. in a child abuse incident. It happened like a year before. And then a year after that, he's beating the shit out of his kid with a switch.
Yeah.
But yeah, you like that. That was the defense, is that a lot of people were just raised that way. And
right.
That's just how discipline happens in some households still to this day.
God.
And yeah, he really fucking handed it to that kid. Caitlin's here.
Caitlin.
So she's coming.
Should we talk about Michael Vick or wait for her to get here? Because I feel like she might have feelings.
Yeah, we can wait.
Or just kind of chat about it a little bit. Or are you going to pause it?
We'll see. We'll see what she wants to do. If she wants to come in and just immediately start chit-chatting.
Yeah.
But, I mean, everyone knows the Michael Vick story, I think.
Well, they talk about, like, when they talk about, like, why are you doing this? And they were saying that they didn't have money for this before. And now that Michael Vick had money, he was the one who funded it.
Right.
Because it's actually, I guess, an expensive kind of sport. Like, to buy the dogs and board them. And
it's super expensive. And it, like, have you ever seen The Wire?
No.
There's a dog fighting plot in an episode of The Wire. Like it, I think it was a more common thing than people realized, and it probably still is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the chances of something like the Michael Vick case happening again, where it's like a high profile person who's like, yeah, I'll start a dog fighting ring. I don't know that that's ever going to happen again. And I think, you know, I think that's the silver lining of that situation.
Right.
Is that it did raise awareness and get a lot of enforcement of laws regarding dog fighting put in place.
Yeah. I know I referenced the documentary, I think near the end. Yeah. The Lost Dogs, Michael Vick's dogs and their tale of rescue and redemption. Watch it and prepare to cry. It was sweet because once they got the dogs out, the dogs that could be saved, they did what they call pancaking. Whereas they would get really low to the ground because they were scared and they didn't want to go anywhere. So they kind of tried to make themselves invisible. And a lot of them, too, had to be picked up if there were stairs and physically carried because they were drug upstairs to fight. So it was trying to reteach them. And then, like, when you saw, like, the scars on, like, their face and body.
Yeah.
Most of them ended up being very sweet dogs.
Yeah. It was fucking sad.
Yeah.
And the way the dogs that were killed, the way they were killed was...
When Michael Vick had them?
Yeah.
I think I mentioned it was on there. If you can go up just a little bit.
Well, they would drown them. They would electrocute them. They would slam them into the concrete.
They called themselves the Bad News. Bad News was the name of Vick's hometown, Newport News. Bad News Kennels. Hanging, drowning, electrocuting, and slamming dogs until they died, and then shooting dogs.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey.
You want to come up? Yeah. I bought you a pumpkin Snickers. Yeah, it's on the table. It's like from Halloween, but like I had one. It was pretty good. Adam had one. It was decent.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Sorry, quiet.
Caitlin was going poo.
Yeah. Hey.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Caitlin decided to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, she's leaving again. It happened so quickly. She's just so in and out.
It's weird.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, is it because that microphone is 15 feet in the air?
Oh, yeah. Where is it?
I guess this is it.
Hi.
Everything's fine.
Oh, we were saying that you were in a high-speed chase and getting an escort from the police to watch you on the news.
Yeah, I got out, though.
But
I pulled over. It's fine. Everything.
But it was a two-hour high-speed chase?
Yeah, in my gently used car.
Was there a shootout?
Yeah, of course. What do I look like? I'm like a monster?
Of course. Of course there was a shootout.
Yeah. I mean, it's why I'm bleeding right now.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, it's dark in here.
Oh,
It's fine. I have a lot of blood volume left from my pregnancy, so I'm not too worried.
Do you need any of us to pause this and put gauze on your wounds?
I've been in worse spots, really.
Okay.
Yeah, that seems like
rough. Let's just tough it out and finish, right?
Yeah, and I mean, adding a scar to my body is a small drop in a large bucket. I'm not really worried.
That's true.
You can't even keloid. It's fine.
Yeah.
It'd be the most interesting scar that I have. So I'm not too worried about
it. There's a story that comes with it. Well, all your scars actually have stories.
Yeah, but most of them I slept through. This was a two-hour high-speed chase in my gently
used 5.
Honda Accord that ended in a shootout.
With an empty baby seat.
Yeah.
In the back.
Yeah, you know like that scene in Speed where they run over that stroller filled with cans?
Oh, yeah.
That is kind of what I was hoping was working on people while they were chasing me because I have that car seat in the back. You can't.
You should have filled the car seat with cans
and tossed it
out the back.
Or did you?
Well, I felt like an asshole because I finally cleaned my car out the night before.
Oh.
Damn it. Wrong night.
I am
throw away cans or recycle cans.
Walking bag of irony. That's my life.
Who yeah. among us hasn't been there?
No. Oh, sorry. I've got all this blood on you, Adam. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Good thing you wore khakis.
He's used yeah. to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are always bleeding on Adam. Just like his thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, do they know that that's my thing with Adam? Have we ever talked about it on the show, how I just, like, sometimes will just randomly cut myself and bleed on
Adam? Are we doing a bit right now?
For our 500th episode.
For our 500th episode, we'll get into it? Or
yeah.
Yeah, all right, yeah. We'll just, yeah.
I think so.
Oh, I'm going to kill you on one of these. Adam and I talked about it offline.
I know.
Oh, and I think you're my new Chet.
Me? That's problematic.
I thought it was a weird choice as well.
It's not.
No, you actually said that makes sense. You were 100% in agreement.
Oh, no, I said that in the instant message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, here I'm saying I thought it was a weird choice. So I just changed what I said.
Okay.
So yeah. I changed it to a new thing.
So you're a flip-flopper.
Right, yeah.
Now you're my new Chet.
Thank God. I was worried.
Oh, wow.
You can change on a dime.
Wow.
Anyway, so we're talking about dog slamming?
We're talking about animal attacks.
Yeah,
I
do know that. Okay.
We just talked about Michael Vick, yeah. But I want to talk about... I think this will forever be my favorite animal attack of all time.
Have you ever been attacked by an animal?
A ferret bit me once.
It's kids play.
But no,
yeah,
nothing.
It truly is.
Nothing like
compared to you.
Super
yeah,
violent.
I've been attacked by a lot of animals.
Kangaroo.
Owl. Peacocks, owls. Yeah.
You know who else got attacked by an owl?
Yeah, but I live to tell the tale.
Oh, great.
Gavel to gavel. I've been here
gavel
the whole time.
To gavel.
She's already been mentioned.
I'd hope
she
so.
She that has new,
I'd,
no
I'd
name.
I'd hope so. I'd hope so. But this is a good, I mean, I don't know what, I guess it's not a good story, especially since this happens on Christmas.
It's such a crazy story. It happened on Christmas Day in 2007. Apparently the San Francisco Zoo is open on Christmas Day.
Well, people walk around naked in San Francisco. I think they're like
yeah.
outwardly like, no, it's not a, it's a Judeo-Christian holiday, so...
Yeah.
You might just have limited hours.
Okay, good point.
And there were these three teens at the San Francisco Zoo. They're drunk, and it's suspected that they were trying to provoke this 17-year-old tiger named Tatiana.
So this is starting exactly like a Friday the 13th movie.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Except the one where Jason Voorhees turns out to be a tiger.
I don't know what's worse.
Yeah, I would
and
rather fight the real
Zoo
one.
San Francisco Zoo is a camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
bet okay. the tiger isn't keeping a mummified head of his mom like in the second Friday the 13th.
Might be. This is a pretty
right.
badass
you know
tiger.
I'm thinking too inside the box.
You sure are.
I need to let the story tell itself.
Just let
I
it
apologize.
Breathe.
Just let it
breathe.
Like a fine wine that Adam and I are not drinking.
Yeah.
For the next, help me with the math, Adam.
27? Sure. 27 days? Month? Yeah.
Adam already has a 2-day chip.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
One day at a time.
Thank
he
you.
Was beaming. You were beaming.
Because it's an app. It's,
no,
it's
but you were so
app.
Proud.
I just said it gives you chips.
Yeah.
It's just an app.
Yeah, but.
Like you were so proud of your
wait,
success. I would be too.
So there's it's like a don't drink app and you get chips like in AA.
And it shows you how much money you save.
Yeah. It like tallies how much money you're saving.
Well,
not
clearly
drinking.
You're not going to Costco. I'm just kidding. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah, I need to buy in bulk is the problem.
Yeah, you do.
Then that app won't shame me as bad.
Then you true. Have then you have the really great and shameful thought of, well, I was going to drink it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah.
Might as well finish it. We're halfway through
yeah,
the bottle.
Tonight. Yeah.
It'll go bad, right? It's already open.
You can't just leave a bottle open like that.
Yeah.
So the reason they think that they were provoking this tiger
other
is...
Other than they're terrible teenagers?
Yeah, they're terrible drunk teens. People said that they heard them, like, yelling at it. And then also they found, like, twigs and pine cones in its enclosure that shouldn't have been there, which implies that they were, like, throwing shit at a gigantic tiger with murderous instincts.
Aren't a lot of these places, though, they have, like, glass?
No,
sometimes there's just, like, a gully or something.
Yeah.
Like, a weirdly unsafe... space.
And what speaking of unsafe, as it turned out, these teens did not realize this tiger's enclosure was not up to regulation.
Of course not.
It seems like something you should have to check.
Well, Tatiana,
they checked it after.
Okay.
Yeah, they finally showed up with their measuring tape, like, oh
yeah.
Fuck, all I can imagine is that
that's
it's a
shame
Russian
on me
tiger.
Once that's for sure.
Yeah, Tatiana's got to be a Russian tiger.
Hello, I am your tiger for the day, Tatiana.
Why are you throwing these pine cones at me? Be careful, child. I kill you. I kill you.
Oh, that twig hurt.
I ate the last federal inspector. They don't know. They don't know that I can reach you.
And she could reach them.
Fuck yeah, Tatiana could.
She jumped.
She probably did a fucking back handspring. She sounds like a gymnast.
There were apparently claw marks in the cement where she just jumped and dragged herself up.
Oh my god!
So she could get out, because that's how bad they were antagonizing this tiger. And she jumps out and kills one of them right away. A guy named Carlos Souza Jr.
Oof.
Kills him immediately, and the other two teens, brothers Paul and Kolbeer Dhaliwal, they run off.
Didn't they help that guy murder Natalie Holloway?
I think that's them.
Yes, okay. Same guys.
This tiger was getting vengeance over Natalie Holloway.
I'm Tatiana. I am deposit of all unsolved murders
Did
of young
Holloway
girls.
Did Natalie Holloway happen in 06?
Yeah, maybe it is Natalie
reincarnated.
Holloway.
That, you come back as a Russian tiger? That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty fucking great.
I would. Take your pain out on a bunch of Brock Turners.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm just guessing. Maybe this kid was nice. But probably not if he's throwing pine cones at a tiger.
Yeah, not if you're 17 and drunk and throwing pine cones at a tiger.
What kind of teenager gets drunk and goes to the fucking zoo, by the way?
I know.
Actually, that sounds fun.
Yeah,
no,
man. If you're
no,
a teen.
Yeah. No,
but not for
there's
Christmas,
kids.
That's cold.
Christmas, in San Francisco.
Right.
Christmas Day, you're in San Francisco, you're drunk, you're going to the zoo? I feel like this is a weird group of teenagers.
They
probably were, but I bet there's like pretty lights.
Yeah, maybe.
You think maybe it's like a Descanso Gardens kind of thing?
And like they obviously
like
don't have
up.
Family to hang out with.
Maybe they do, and they're just like shitty kids.
Yeah, just assholes. I mean,
I don't know.
They're throwing pine cones at a fucking tiger. I don't know if...
they're also drunk.
So the tiger kills Carlos Souza Jr. right away, and then just sort of sits there and fucks around with his body and like protects his prey.
Oh my god.
And then, this is the craziest part, decides to go find the other two. It doesn't like get up and go, all right, what else can I kill? It gets up and goes, where are those other two motherfuckers that were throwing the pine cones?
Yeah, because you pissed off Tatiana, man.
And it follows, the tiger follows their blood trail.
Yeah.
And finds them outside a concession stand, which, that's perfect.
Wait,
that
so
is like a movie.
Their friend is killed,
tiger box.
And then they're like, you know what I need right now? Dippin' Dots. Like,
well, no, they ran.
Oh.
And they...
That's a great point.
No,
I'm thirsty. I will take one of those frozen lemonades,
I will
please.
Take one of your $15 frozen lemonades. Thank you very much. Oh my god, is that Tatiana?
There's...
I kill you!
What?
Yeah.
There's a 911 call, apparently, where someone at the zoo... is like, I don't know if these kids are drunk, but they're saying that there's been a tiger attack. And then like 2 minutes later, she's like, oh shit, there's a tiger out there. It's pretty. And this tiger, when it went looking for them, it passed other people that it could have attacked. It passed enclosures that had like warthogs, which are a tasty treat for a tiger. Like it passed. It was out for fucking vengeance.
It just wanted to kill the teenagers.
Well, yeah.
Who hasn't been there?
Exactly.
I get it.
And it did, it somehow got one of the other two, and when the police finally showed up, it was like batting him around and getting ready to kill him, and the police shot the tiger.
Wait, getting ready to kill who?
One of the other two kids.
So, I'm sorry, it killed one of the brothers, or?
No.
No.
It killed the third friend. The friend, Carlos Souza Jr., got killed right away.
Okay.
And then the brothers ran, and then the tiger eventually found them and attacked one of the other brothers, but didn't kill him.
Okay.
It's really weird to just think about like how much instinct those animals are suppressing.
Yeah.
And if you provoke it enough, it's like a raptor.
It's a blackfish situation.
It is a blackfish situation.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I wonder where they are now.
Probably not at the zoo.
At a tiger attack recovery
center. 12 years ago. 11 years ago.
What if they do? Like, because they got a huge settlement.
70, so they're 28 years old.
Yeah. They've blown through that settlement by now.
What if they're like VIP hosts in Vegas?
Oh, God. That is
what
dark.
What if they're on Siegfried and Roy's show?
I doubt that. I think they'd go the opposite direction.
What if they're bartenders probably at Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club in Mykonos?
What if they're Uber drivers?
They're definitely Uber drivers.
What if they picked one of us up?
Oh. What if the tiger picked one of us up?
Hello, Uber driver. I have but one question for you. What does the name Tatiana mean to you? Nothing?
And
never
then
mind.
And they turn around and it's a tiger.
Yeah, and then they I give them one star because they don't know what I'm talking about.
They're one being, star.
One star. If you don't know who Tatiana is, Uber drivers. Never would I ever do that to an Uber driver, by the way. Even if they didn't know who Tatiana was.
Carrie, do you want to talk about mountain lion attacks?
Sure.
I remember this from an episode of I Survived, but go on.
There have been four mountain lion attacks in Orange County, California since 1986, one of them fatal.
Four?
Yeah.
That's
this
it?
This is in the Orange County Register, just in Orange County, though. But I feel like we hear about those.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And maybe because we do tend to hear about like rich, pretty people more often.
They don't report the mountain lion attacks that happen in the poor neighborhoods.
Correct.
No, the police really, don't pay attention to those.
Actually, correct. I will say that I was listening to an episode of this really great podcast called Spooked, and it's like ghost stories and things like that, which
that's
of course,
appropriate.
Of course I love. And one of the episodes, this cop, is a Border Patrol officer, and he goes back and forth across the border. And he does say in this episode that there are a lot of wild animal attacks along the border that never get reported.
Like what kind?
Like a lot. Mountain lions, all sorts of like weird.
I bet snake attacks too.
Well, and then the episode turned into like he saw something that wasn't a normal animal. Like it's kind of fun. But
oh yeah.
You're right though. Like if it's
is it part of this four?
No. Go on. No.
Okay.
No.
In January 2004, at Orange County's Whiting Ranch Wilderness Park, that's so Orange County. Isn't
oh,
Orange
yeah.
County
yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mountain biker Mark Reynolds, an
wow,
Orange County
also
name,
Orange County,
35,
yeah.
Orange County,
gross.
Found himself with a broken bike chain, of course, uh-huh. And is believed to have been crouching by his bike. That's so Mark. The mountain lion who attacked Reynolds was 110 pounds, pounced and killed Reynolds, dragging him away from the trail and partially burying him. Later that afternoon, Annie Jelly was riding her bike along the same path when she was attacked by the same mountain lion. Seriously, back off, dude.
Seriously?
Possibly.
For real.
Because the mountain lion, the ML. I can tell when I write notes at happy hours what I because I start, whatever, abbreviating and writing.
You also have an emoji at some point in these notes, so I love it.
Yeah, Jelly, possibly because the mountain lion felt threatened that she was going to take his prey. Jelly and other bikers threw rocks at the mountain lion so that she was able to escape with only severe injuries. Mountain lion was later shot and killed. I guess then Reynolds' body was discovered. Sad face.
Yep.
Yeah, when they interview this woman on I Survived, what she says happened is she was riding along this bike path and noticed a bike just off to the side with no rider or anything. And she was like, oh, well, that's weird. And then she sees something like just off in her periphery, like moving, and realizes she's being followed by this mountain lion. And like as soon as she has that thought, it jumps and fucking pounces on her. And at one point when they're talking about throwing rocks, it was the people who were trying to rescue her were throwing rocks. And this mountain lion was trying to drag her back down so he could kill her and bury her. And the other people were like playing tug of war with this woman's body with a fucking mountain lion.
That is so crazy. I don't think I'd have the ball. Well, I know I wouldn't have the balls to do it because I'm a pussy. But it's like I would like to think I would be a hero. But like, what if the mountain lion turns on you? Like,
yeah.
They're so strong.
I don't know that you really know
what you're
going to be like unless you're in a – because that's such a specific experience. Like, I don't know. If someone was trying to drag your body away, or I'd probably try to help you get it back.
Yeah.
That's the difference between you and I.
I know.
No, see,
I'm dead if
it's
me.
I wouldn't be able to live with myself knowing I just let a mountain lion drag a friend of mine away without – like at least like
something.
Blowing a whistle or something.
No, I mean like I'm traumatized.
Could I run for help?
Is there an app I can download?
But then I get like winded and like stop and smoke a cigarette.
Is there a mountain lion app?
2 days without being attacked.
Pull it up and it lets off a noise.
I wonder though.
Scares
no,
off
I was gonna
my,
say.
Like, oh, that is handy.
No, I wonder if there is an app though that has like sounds like that. You know
probably.
What I'm saying? There's
I listen to
be.
A rain app to go to sleep. Maybe there is a like a
does it have a record
sound.
Button in case you don't hit
out.
The sound soon enough?
Like
you,
for Timothy Treadwell
yeah,
did.
Can
like
at least be in your
Grizzly Man
Werner
yeah.
Horse.
This is
Herzog.
So bad. But for the convenience store chain that I work for, the homeless population epidemic is so bad in front of some of our stores that they blare either classical or country music at night so that it'll be like too much for them.
Yeah,
and they'll have to
what
walk
else
away.
I mean,
but they could have something like that along these paths.
A sound that only homeless people hear?
You want to blare noises in nature to scare animals?
No, if
only when they're attacking.
No, oh, okay.
Like break in case of emergency.
Like those security phones on college campuses.
Yeah.
You just call when the mountain lion's tugging at your leg.
Hi,
this thing won't
problem
get off
here.
Me.
Is this thing on? Hey, I'm Caitlin. I'm in a lot. Oh shit, I don't know. Anyway, this lion has my
it's hard
arm.
To see, but I don't know where.
Ma'am,
I'm
what's
at
your
now.
Address? Calm down.
Can
what's
I,
your address?
Can I drop you a pin? I don't really. I'm trying to look for.
We
a
don't
landmark.
Have cell phones. What's your address, ma'am? Calm down.
God damn it.
Can you put the mountain lion on the phone?
Yeah, sir. Mountain lion. Hey, they want to talk to you. Hello.
Is this the mountain lion? You leave that lady alone, see?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I've got plans tonight. I've really got to get on this.
Okay, fine. Call us if there's a problem.
Thank you.
And that has been mountain lion attack.
I like your mountain lion improv. Very Thank nice, you. You guys.
I like how polite the Orange County mountain lion is. Hello?
Nature versus nurture. We talked about this.
That's right.
It was raised well.
I do not accept calls during dinner time, though I do appreciate that you're working very hard and probably trying to support your family. Thank you so much for your time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Sorry. I'd buy something from that mountain lion.
Yeah.
From that ML.
From that ML.
Who else do we got on here? A snake whisperer.
Which you know that's going to happen. Famed,
yeah.
Famed snake whisperer dies after a cobra bite. Did you guys see that coming?
No.
This was in the New York Post. And just this year, last year.
Oh, 4 days before my birthday.
Oh, that's great. 4 days? Jackson. Wait a minute. Does that say it's 4 days before my birthday?
It's going to be my birthday, it is. In 4 days, then.
Well, I'll be.
I'm going to feck off to Ireland.
That's not even right.
March 16th, 2018, Malaysian snake whisperer, who by the looks of the picture also enjoys vaping. Maybe he just smokes the snakes out. His name is Abu Zaran Husin, was bitten by a poisonous cobra in Bentong, Malaysia, and died. He was only 33.
Just like Jesus.
That's actually a good run for someone who kissed snakes professionally.
I agree.
Well, we don't know when he started.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? If he picked it up at 30.
We don't have, this is sort of an aside because we don't have it in the notes, but that girl who was just killed at the conservatory in North Carolina.
Yeah.
By an animal that got out. She had worked there for 10 days.
That sucks.
And yeah. They were like, she died chasing her passion. It's like her passion was
that
chasing
her. That intern girl that got eaten by the lion?
Yeah.
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 But what if she was like, maybe this isn't the zoo for me. I don't think it's working out. You know what? Tomorrow, as soon as my shift's over, I'm going to put in my 2 weeks.
Oh.
Abby was headed the King Cobra Squad of the fire department.
No.
Where he could train others to identify poisonous snakes and capture them without killing them. Abu rose to fame when he was in the very famous TV competition show Asia's Got Talent, where he kissed a serpent during a snake handling act. Fun fact alert, Abu was also widely known for being misidentified by British tabloids in 2016 as a Thai man who allegedly married his pet snake, believed it to be his reincarnated girlfriend because of its striking resemblance to her. Abu, who had four pet snakes, told the BBC that he was very disappointed by the reports. Abu had been bitten by a viper before, and in 2015, he was in a coma for 5 days after getting bitten by a cobra. So not learning his lesson.
Basically. Yeah, that always, it just seems like a ticking clock when you enter into a profession like that.
Yeah.
It's like one of these animals is going to eat you.
But after a while, though, you start, it's like, you know, in my job, I've been there for 12 years. You start getting a little cocky and letting certain things slide.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just like I've been doing this day in and day out for however many years.
I mean, I guess you're right. You know, the edge is worn off after a while.
Right.
Everybody, you know, the HR department starts to look the same and you just kind of start cutting corners and then you're dead.
And then you're murdered by an animal.
Six of the most infamous shark attacks in history by Alexander Harrow of the Inertia. Although we are only going to talk about this first one because one, I've heard of it, and two, the guy is super hot.
Sweet.
Mick Fanning, surfer at the finals of the J Bay event in South Africa, which is off the coast of Cape Town. The event was being broadcast live to the whole world when a great white shark swam up to the three-time world champ, who has a big wiener.
Hey, champ.
Mick, of course, acted like a total fucking badass and beat the shit out of it. Oh, this was in quotes, by the way. Mick, of course, acted like a total fucking badass and beat the shit out of it, while Julian Wilson, another surfer, paddled his ass off towards the shark, and a lone photographer was left floating around in the lineup with a shark. That's crazy. Oh,
okay.
You can look. If you Google it, like on YouTube, there is a picture of him on his board waiting to catch a wave, and then you see the shark fin come up right behind him, and there's like a little bit of a tussle, and then you see him punch the shark in the face, and the shark swims off.
Yeah,
babe.
Dane,
and he was very good looking.
I know it's a crazy thing to say.
He was already gonna get laid that night. Like, can you imagine?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Like some shark punching pussy.
I know it's a crazy thing to say in 2019, but Dane Cook has a really great bit about this incident.
I believe it. Everybody's so hard on Dane Cook.
Yeah,
he's gonna have a resurgence. I don't mind him.
Yeah, it's on his second album. And it's like, that's his whole point. The guy punched the shark in the face, and the shark was just like, all right, I'm out of here.
Can you imagine, like, you're surfing? I mean, I can't even imagine that because I'm not even coordinated enough to do that part. But you're in the ocean and you see a shark, and your first thought is to punch it.
Well, you are supposed to. That's what I heard. I think it throws off their equilibrium, or supposed to. Poke it in the eye.
If you can get it on its back and rub its belly,
then it becomes a good shark.
That stuns a shark and they become good boys.
That
and girl
was
sharks.
On Jaws 3, I think.
Yeah. Is that the one? Yeah, that's the one where they break into SeaWorld.
And then you also have to put the shark on a ventilator.
Jaws Revenge is my favorite because that's about a vengeful shark that follows a family to the Bahamas.
There's somebody in that that's like alarming. Is it Michael Caine?
Michael Caine.
Yeah, and he dances.
He very casually plays a drug smuggler.
Oh my God. It's the only role that Michael Caine is super like douchey and slimy in.
Yeah,
He's really creepy in that movie.
Yeah.
Miles showed that to me a couple years ago.
That movie's insane.
It's a shark seeking. Although now that we know Tatiana.
Who's getting the revenge? The family or the shark?
I don't know.
Because neither of them needs it.
No.
What they need to do is move on.
Right. That's what Romeo and Juliet's
about.
Sit down
and have a therapy session.
And the woman's son dies in a shark attack again. She loses another kid to these sharks.
I'd be so pissed.
And then her other son is like...
Second time, shame on me.
Let's go to the Bahamas?
Yeah, her son's like, we need to get you away from here.
Let's go to Bimini!
Let's go to the shark-infested waters of the Bahamas, where my wife is building a shark sculpture in our garage. Mom, quit being such a bitch. It's Christmas.
Talk about marrying
your mother. That's a Christmas movie.
It is a Christmas movie.
No one talks about that one for Christmas.
No.
It's a shame.
All this diehard debate. Let's talk about fucking
Jaws
the Revenge. That's a Christmas movie. Yippee-ki-yay. I'm fine.
So let's talk about... I've talked about this one on the Unpops Daily podcast. T1, the Cologne Tiger. This is...
It's a great name.
T1 was a tiger. She's dead now. Rest in peace. For about 2 years, she was terrorizing this village in India. She murdered 13 people over the span of 2 years in this one tiny village. And it's because India is, like so many other places, they're growing so much, they're expanding into where the tigers live. So now the tigers are just running around like, we have all these people who taste like Indian food that we can eat now.
I'm in.
I like a good Indian buffet.
I love. It's my favorite food.
So did the Cologne Tiger.
Indian food, and so did T1, the Cologne Tiger. Mm-hmm. And they finally concoct this plan. They had tried all these things to trap her. And what they finally were able to successfully lure her out with was Calvin Klein's Obsession Cologne. Because it has a pheromone compound called civetone, which is derived from the scent glands of a civet. And it drives big cats insane.
Wait, what the hell is a civet?
I think it's like just a small mammal. I think those might be the things that eat the coffee beans and poop them out.
Oh, okay.
And then rich people eat, like, drink that.
The coffee poop?
Poop coffee.
Yeah.
I think that's a
civet. Yeah.
And for some reason, they put this in Calvin Klein. So if you're wearing Obsession in the jungle, watch out.
I used to, but if it's cats, like, what if you're just walking on the street and you're the Pied Piper of cats?
And they now turn around you and are.
Then you really look like the crazy cat lady.
And they're all underage cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're all like in heat all of a sudden.
And what was crazy about this, they were able to get her out with the cologne. They were able to lure her out. And they wanted to take her alive because she was traveling with two cubs. And they wanted to like be able to keep the family together and just sequester them. But when they shot her with the tranquilizer dart, she lunged at one of the hunters. And they ended up having to kill her. And people everywhere else in India, like all these animal rights types, were like, why'd you have to kill the tiger? And meanwhile, in that village, they had a fucking party that night because they've been living.
Yeah.
Like, this is like having a serial killer in your community.
This is like the Ghost in the Darkness.
Yeah.
Well, so I love that movie.
How many people did T1 kill? Oh, 13.
13 people and injured a bunch more.
That's pretty gnarly.
What happened to the cubs? They're orphans now.
Well, they were able to round up the cubs and, I mean, they're orphans.
Raise in foster care.
Yeah, they'll put them in. They put up a Facebook post.
Good homes.
They'll find a home for them.
It's going to end up on an episode of The Haunting of Hill House 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or My Strange Obsession.
Oh, God.
I have pet tigers.
Oh, my God. Do you guys watch Extreme Love?
Nope.
Nope.
What's that?
I'm watching so much trash TV now. Like, I wish it were a job. Why? Because I'm not drinking.
Oh.
I have nothing to do.
Oh.
Oh.
So much TV. I started the weekend with 100 shows on my DVR. I'm down to 32.
Jesus.
Whoa. Right?
Oh my God.
At one point, I thought my eyes were crossing. And in that time, I ate a pot brownie and levitated.
Oh, yeah. Carrie had a pot brownie at our live show.
As a note, don't ever hand carry anything and say, only eat half.
Yeah, don't ever give me restrictions.
If you want her to only eat half, just give her something. She's a light eater.
Yeah, maybe you should have broken it off before you gave it to me.
She won't finish it if you tell her not, like, if you just don't bring it up.
Right.
But you handed it to her, and it was, like, happening in slow motion for me, like, don't eat all of it. And I was like, I'll drive you home. I'll drive you home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, we're in the car. She's literally getting in the car, and she's just, like, Scooby-Dooing all of it in her mouth, and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
It's good.
Chet 2.0. Chet did that and almost died from a weed brownie.
I did think about that, because there was a point where I was falling asleep, where I'm like, am I falling asleep or am I dying?
The one Chet ate was way, way stronger.
Yeah.
Like, he fucked up.
It is
bad.
A little freaky, where it's like,
no, it's
did
scary.
I go past the point of no return?
You didn't because you were able to think that clearly.
Well, I told him I went home and I started watching TV and I couldn't even open my eyes, so I just listened. And then when the commercial came, I would like crack one eye open and fast forward through it. So I heard all of them, but I saw nothing, and I don't know how many of those I watched.
The first time I saw The Hangover was after I ate. You know those brownies that come in three pieces? You're not supposed to eat the whole thing. I ate two of the three pieces.
Yeah.
And one of my friends split one third with another friend and was like immediately high, and then we all like looked at each other like, oh no, Caitlin's gonna die, you know? And, and it was like it was a psychedelic experience in that movie theater, because I still like, I watched the movie again a couple years later and was like, wow, I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, you can't you got to start small if you're doing edibles.
No.
See, I don't,
you can't
like,
tell me that.
Again, you should not. Now she's, you shouldn't have said that.
You're
you
not
listening.
Learning your
you
lesson,
weren't listening
Adam.
To me.
I have more in the freezer.
Yeah.
I'm the carry whisperer.
Yeah. No, we should do them.
I mean, I'm going. I'm.
Why don't we do one for the next episode?
Because you'll have to drive home and you'll die.
Oh, that's true.
Plus, no one wants to actually hear that.
No. No.
Maybe it's like a bonus thing, but that's like the famous mistake of like, okay, we're all going to get fucked up.
Do right. it. And then let's call Aphrodite. I still have her number.
Oh, I still have her on Skype. I had to Skype with a Russian spy today.
What?
Not As really. He's just does. A comic who hosts a show on RT.com.
You scared me.
But I just call him a Russian spy.
All right.
Because it's fun that way.
Uh-huh.
So that's our episode.
Really quickly, I just want to recommend the movie Roar to anyone who has enjoyed this episode, because it's this weird ass movie. Melanie Griffith's mom, who's famous. Why can't I think of her name? Anyway,
Shmelanie Griffith.
Tippi Hedren? Anyway, she owned.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, it's Tippi Hedren. So she had a animal preserve where she basically saved endangered lions.
Oh, sure.
And was like crazy about it and would like pet them and hang out with them and shit like that. And then she made a movie called Roar. And the whole movie is just like these lions fucking up a movie set, basically.
Yeah, I've seen
and there
it.
Were people. We could do a whole episode on this movie. There were people taken to the hospital. Anyway, so all of the attacks in the movie are basically real animal attacks. And it's a great movie. It's called Roar. It's actually, yeah. It's not a great movie, but it's great to watch. It's really funny.
It's interesting to watch, yeah.
Interesting. Who was the gorillas in the mist, lady?
Jane Goodall.
Sigourney Weaver.
She wasn't attacked by an ape, right?
No.
See, they're not all bad.
Well, she
I like to end on a high note.
All animals? No, they're not.
Let's just leave it at that. Yeah, that's right. Yep.
That's a good place to leave it.
Yep. I'm glad I was able to break away from my high-speed pursuit to hop on the last bit of this episode. Sometimes things work out. I am, if anything, a multitasker, especially now that I'm a mom. I can get a lot done in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Except I am bleeding a lot on this carpet, so I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, that's fine. Who among us isn't bleeding on the carpet
I'm
right
not.
Now?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Aren't you?
No, I'm not!
Aren't you?
Now you're making her angry.
What do we have to plug before we get out of here? Patreon.com/unpops. You can get bonus episodes of all the pods. And also January 26th, we're doing another Unpops live stand-up show.
Go.
At the Hollywood Hotel.
Never been there. A lot of fun.
9 p.m. Last one was so much fun. This one won't be as long. That was like a special.
It wasn't too bad, though, considering I was number 12 on the lineup. I thought for sure people will leave or get bored or.
But no, people hung
out.
But
it was fun.
The whole time.
Yeah.
It was great. So come out to that. We haven't booked the comics for it, but we will soon. I know Andy sells on it. And what do you two have to plug?
Why Wine True Crime? Listen to our podcast. It's fun.
And if you're in the Portland area, Valentine's Day weekend, there is a podcast festival called Listen Up Portland.
Yes.
And you can go and drink with us as we will be recording live in a winery on Saturday night.
It's our life's. It's literally what we set out to do.
Yeah.
When we started the show. That's it. It's all we wanted to do was record it in a winery, and now it's happening.
I'll be seeing Mariah Carey in Vegas that weekend.
Okay.
So
you can try to one-up us, but our event's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a lot of great podcasts.
We might be
Guys
more
we
sober
talked,
than...
I think are the headliners.
Mariah Carey. Doughboys are going to be there. I'm stoked about that. Mm-hmm. I love the Doughboys.
I just did a podcast with one of them.
Side Hustle podcast. It's all good. Just come. It'll be great.
Anything else?
We love you.
Yeah, we do.
Glad I'm...
That's fair.
Glad I got away and could show up. It's good.
Yeah, thanks for finally talking.
Happy 2019.
It.
Happy 2019.
Happy 2019. Goodbye, everybody. We
Goodbye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.